News Talk 1620 WTAW. Is 2 months have passed since the West fertilizer plant explosion. There are some victims who are just getting around to really knowing the things that they need. And that's where the West Long-Term Recovery Center comes in. An opportunity to visit with Administrative Assistant Sarah Gardner about what the center is about and how you can help in those continuing recovery efforts.
We are a local hub of information for West. We handle work orders for requests from our citizens who may need a mattress or some towels or, you know, it varies. And we have different organizations that have come in different days to register for benefits. We have Salvation Army here this week. EAOC has been here. TXU has been here. And so we're kind of just the main stop for getting assistance.
Kind of sounds like it's two different directions. You have folks who are looking for assistance, and you have folks who are looking to offer their services as volunteers or for whatever reason.
Exactly.
How has business been from those who are still needing assistance, and what are they looking for now that maybe they weren't immediately after the event?
I think now people have a grasp of what they need a little bit better. You know, before, about a month out, they're like, well, I don't think I need anything, or I don't know what I need, or I don't know what I need you to do for me. And now they're coming in and they're like, okay, I need this and this, and I need help with this and this. And so, that makes it easier on us, is that we know what they need and we try to connect them with those resources.
Are there any consistent things that you're seeing repeated requests for?
Mattresses. We give gift cards for people who need, you know, money for medicine or groceries, and so we're seeing that. But mattresses has been our big push right now, and demolition. You know, we have the first 50 houses were demoed by, or are being demolished by, the Texas Baptist Men and their group, and so we've got, you know, that plus on a waiting list, waiting for their houses to be demolished.
On the flip side, then, those who are wanting to assist in some way, you just gave some answers then perhaps to what the folks can contribute mm-hmm. to if they want to do it financially or
yes.
if they have time.
Yes. Our website actually has a really great feature. We use a program called Meet the Need, and we can post needs on our website, and people from all over the country can see it. And they can, you know, if they can come and help, there's a way to register to become a volunteer and take on a project. And there's also things that people need from our office to our citizens who need items, and we post it and just wait for somebody to fill the need.
And why don't you give out the website address?
It's www.westltr.org.
And if you would explain the importance of registering as a volunteer.
When we have our volunteers register, it helps us kind of assess their skills, you know, what they would be best at. Some people, you know, we always have a need here for people answering our phones or doing some light office work. And then, you know, it can range from they know how to run a chainsaw or they know how to do sheetrock. I mean, so we can categorize them and what their skills are to help fulfill our requests that come in. And as well as we have them sign a waiver that protects them, you know, protects everyone. And then we can get a kind of feel for who they are and what they would be suited for.
Something else that I noticed, too, was the importance of being able to quantify the amount of volunteer assistance as mm-hmm. as y'all are trying to receive additional assistance.
Yes. We track our volunteers very, very closely. We have a program coming in that will help us do it electronically, being able to input it into the computer. But we have sign-in sheets, we have sign-out sheets. We track our volunteer hours very closely and very carefully.
And part of the reason for doing that is so that you can add that information when the city is applying for additional assistance then?
Yes, that's part of it. And the other part is that the four staff members that are paid here at the office were funded through a grant through the RSVP program at MCC, that's McClendon Community College, and that's part of the grant is to track volunteer hours in response to situations like this.
It sounds like there are opportunities for folks in Bryan College Station, less than 2 hours away, to be able to spend even an afternoon in West. Would that be right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, most definitely.
And in particular, if you would give a few examples of what people could do during the course of an afternoon, just drive up there, do their thing, come back?
Pretty much anything. We have a need for volunteers to come in the office and help us do filing, copying, answer the phones, to people to walk down the streets and pick up the trash that's, you know, left on the streets from, you know, whatever reason that there's trash, and mow yards, help paint a shed or a house, help somebody move some furniture, help somebody set up furniture, help somebody, you know, even organize their closet or something. I mean, we have a need for pretty much anything and everything.
And does it matter if you just come up on your own as an individual or a group of people or a Sunday school mm-hmm. class? It sounds like one to however many can come up for a given period of time.
Yeah, and it's always best that they call us in advance so that we can prepare for them to be here, especially if it's a large group, because we don't always have everything scheduled. So when large groups show up, you know, it makes it a little difficult for us to quickly find the job that best suits them. So if they will sign up on our website and fulfill a need that is a volunteer need, that helps us greatly, or call us and let us know that, hey, I've got 10 people of this age category coming, and we'd like to help.
Anything else that I have missed that folks around Bryan College Station should know or be interested in hearing about?
I think the only thing that we missed really is, you know, a lot of people ask how can they give to the relief fund, or how can they help citizens, because they may not have the ability to drive up here and work, or they just want to give. And the Waco Foundation is how they would give to the West Disaster Relief. And also we accept gift cards, and we pass those out to our citizens who need, for whatever the need is. We've gotten them from Home Depot to Walmart to H-E-B to those MasterCard gift cards, you know, just in all denominations of all types. And those are very helpful to be able to just hand it to somebody who comes in and who is struggling and they have this bill and they need to pay it, or, you know, they just wanted to go and do something normal and be able to go to the grocery store and buy groceries for their family. And so that's really nice to be able to hand them that and help them out. The gift cards would be mailed to us, and you can get our mailing address on the website.
Thanks again to Sarah Gardner, who is the administrative assistant with the Long-Term Recovery Center in West. That website, again, is westltr.org. I'll give you, again, more information about what you want to do to help the recovery effort 2 months since the fertilizer plant explosion in the city of West. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.